When the Milwaukee Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds at American Family Field tonight, it won't just be baseball player versus baseball player. The home team will also have an increasing amount of technology on hand that the club says is aimed at helping its nine men on the diamond. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has this report.
One of the main high-tech areas at the Milwaukee Baseball Stadium is up a ways behind home plate and just down the third base line from the press box.
High drive, way back in the right. Goodbye.
A Brewers highlight video plays on one of the 18 video screens and 20 computer monitors in the scoreboard control room, the sort of video that might play on the large 2-year-old scoreboards during a game. The control room also takes feeds from 6 human-operated and 6 robotic cameras around the ballpark. A crew of 26 people is assigned to each game. Darren Anderson is senior director of scoreboard operations for the Brewers. He says it's a long way from the former ballpark, Milwaukee County Stadium.
I believe their scoreboard crew was 4 for each game, and now we're at 26, so it's a little different.
Anderson says he and his team are trying to increase the fan experience.
It helps to really encourage the energy just by all the sound that you hear, the lights and everything. And then with the main board and such, with all the replays, it really gives you a complete game feel.
Anderson says besides feeding videos to the scoreboard, this is where the music is played as players approach the batter's box, their walk-up music. Such as for first baseman Reese Hoskins.
We're grooving, and nothing like roots reggae music.
Anderson says the players are really into their song.
So the louder the better for them, and I think that also encourages the fans to participate with the players. And so it's one big happy energy.
Two of the cameras also help the baseball team's managers with evaluating the opposition. Scoreboard and AV Systems Director Mark Roberts says those cameras show who's throwing in the other team's bullpen.
I think because we play the bullpens inside the clubhouses or inside the dugouts, you know, it lets them know who's warming up for the opposing team. Maybe get to see that pitcher for a little bit, see what he's throwing, see what he has.
Like other modern entertainment venues, a radio station, for example, there's also a nearby room with racks of computer servers, the back of the house, you might call it. Brewers Information Technology Vice President Derek Hyde says there was a major update here after the end of the 2023 season.
So we gutted this room down to bare shelves and ripped all the cabling out and brought in a brand new system that runs all the scoreboard and all the replay systems and all the video routing systems. We also have our amps in here that are for certain concourse speakers and also the bowl audio, so all the audio systems you hear in the bowl.
That's the seating bowl, or where the fans sit. The content goes to as many as 800 monitors around the stadium. All the increased technology does have costs. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported this week that when the scoreboard control room was expanded 2 winters ago, it took space where team organist Dean Roscoe used to sit. Any organ music you now hear at the stadium has been recorded. The Brewers also acknowledged some problems with the big new center field scoreboard last year and that a new parking payment system had to be fixed. Still, outside the stadium Thursday evening, as tailgater Aiden Bushery fired up his grill and prepared hamburgers, he says he's good with all the replays and audio feeds for the fans.
So I think it's a good volume, and if it gets loud in there, I mean, it gets you going.
For a while this season, when the Brewers were 0-4, there were doubts that anything could improve the fan experience. But Bushery has faith in the home team.
Rough start, but I think we could turn it around. Get our momentum going.
And the Brewers rewarded that optimism last night with their third win in a row. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.